Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Well, the other day, my friend Art Callan, the Apple Man, sublime, dropped off some summer apples for me. And I thought I would make myself a tart, but with which of those summer apples? Some Aconis. He brought me some Aconis. He brought me some Discoveries. And he brought me William's Pride, which I had never tasted. So I was looking through your book, Greg. A is for Apple, published by Broadway Books in 1999 by Greg Patent and Dorothy Hinshaw Patent. I was thinking, well, you know, I think I'll make an apple tart or maybe a galette. We were discussing it. It also struck me that a very good idea, this would be a good opportunity since it's that time of year when apples are coming out, of using my old applesauce.
Which is excellent. You gave me some.
Yeah. So I thought I would do that. I would use some of the applesauce as a kind of a base. And I thought I would maybe exploit that galette recipe, which is so good. It's a wonderful recipe. But you said, you know, you thought maybe a tart would be better. And you gave me some nice kind of personal instruction on how to do that.
Well, what I suggested was that you make a tart pastry.
Uh-huh.
Blind bake it.
What is that?
And that means that you've got the raw pastry in your tart pan. Make sure that the crust itself bakes up crisp. So you line it with aluminum foil, fill it with beans, dried beans, which I've used for decades, the same batch. Bake it in the 400-degree oven for maybe 20 minutes, and then take it out of the oven, lift the foil and the beans out, prick the bottom of the shell, return the pastry to the oven for a few more minutes until it's nice and brown. And it's basically baked enough that it's not going to get soggy. It's not completely baked. That's blind baking.
You know, that's what I did. I was kind of adapting this thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't have a tart pan with a removable bottom or anything like that. So I was wondering, oh, boy, what am I going to do for that? And I thought, okay, I'll use this cake tin. It has a removable bottom. And so I did a blind baking. That came out fine. I did exactly as you said. I've done that before, you know, where you line it with the foil and put a pound or more of navy beans, little navy beans. Worked out pretty well. Baked it. I thought it looked pretty good. Here's the thing, though. I had decided that I would not use that William's Pride because I was not sure of the firmness, and I hadn't done a firmness test by rolling it in dough and baking it. And I didn't want to use the Aconis because I thought I would save them for the second one. So that left a Discovery, which I thought, well, you know, that's a good baking pie, an early apple pie kind of apple. I like Discoveries. And also kept those William's Prides, which were so good to eat. So I used that, and I had peeled and cut up three of those apples. So I had this nice, beautiful-looking crust there. And I just dumped in a pint and a half.
What, of applesauce?
Of applesauce.
This is another thing. If you're making a tart, you need to have a fairly thin layer of applesauce, and it should be thick.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be supporting a layer of thinly sliced raw apple on top of that.
Yeah.
And that should make a lovely tart that when you cut it would hold its shape. And you'd have two different textures. You'd have the sliced apple, and then you'd have the applesauce.
Yeah, but you know what I did wrong, actually? I mixed up some other ingredients like toasted hazelnuts chopped up. I decided to mix them all together.
Uh-huh.
Perfectly filled that.
And so how deep was it?
2 inches deep. And I filled that, and I put the lattice crust on it, and I baked it.
Well, you had a wonderful new thing.
Yeah, I had a wonderful new thing. And then I got it out, and I let it cool a bit because I thought, you know, the walls of this thing are a little high for a tart. It might collapse.
Uh-huh.
So I let it cool a good long 3 hours before we ate it. I sat down with my dear friend Jane, and she says, "There doesn't seem to be much taste to this." Oh, no. She was right. There wasn't much taste. Another thing I could point out that I used erythritol throughout. I didn't use any sugar. Right. I used erythritol, which is...
It's sweet.
I don't think that's problematical. It's a sweetener.
And it's granular.
But you know what happened? I got up this morning and ate it, and it was I would say, if not fabulous, pretty darn good.
So it needed time to compose apple. Itself, yes.
Yeah, those Discovery apples uh-huh. made a little comeback. That's kind of astonishing to me.
But there are a lot of things that you bake that should not be eaten right away or even within a few hours. There's certainly some cakes you can do that too, but pies and tarts, I think, often profit from an overnight.
Yes, that's a little cautionary tale for you folks. With that in mind, come back next week and we'll tell you more when you listen to
The Food Guys.